We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Iron Maiden. It's a you pick 'em kind of day. And Iron Maiden happens to be one of my favorite bands. I get the top of the hour. Jonathan Weir gets the 15 after. Jonathan Grayson.
He came back? What? Does that mean I have to leave again?
No, sorry. Somebody just wrote in on the text line asking about John Weir. And so I had him on the brain. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Grayson gets the 15 after break. Sam gets the bottom of the hour, and the listeners get the 45 break. So get him in early at 913-576-7798. Sam grabbed a listener's request for Three Dog Night at the previous break. Story here from the Kansas City Star, so you know it's true. John Grayson.
Yes.
Written by Sarah Ritter. Four of Johnson County's seven commissioners yesterday agreed to rebuke Commissioner Mike Brown for a weekend Facebook post where he warned of impending anarchy and, quote, a coming war.
That's nice.
Subtle, but nice. The county commissioner, Mike Brown, wrote the post following the shooting of two sheriff's deputies in California. Brown, who is up for re-election in November, warned of a violent uprising and conflict with the other side of the aisle, then told his constituents to, quote, buy a firearm and ammunition and learn how to safely use it to defend yourself and your property. Quoting here from Commissioner Brown, Johnson County, Kansas commissioner, I'd rather fight and die than live in their dictated world. And right now, I've got my own war drum, and I'm waiting for the other side to give me reason to pound on it. And I will say, when, don't tread on me. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas on Monday tweeted, at a time when heated rhetoric rarely surprises me, I have to admit, shock in seeing something like this from a local elected official. Gross distortion, encouraging constituents to prepare for armed war with political opponents. This is reckless. This is racist. This is wrong. Just stop.
He's not shocked. He has to say he's shocked. I guarantee. And I don't know. I know Quentin Lucas, but I you know, as far as personalities go, you can't in this environment, the same way we were talking about with Facebook in the last hour, you cannot be shocked at anything anybody says at this moment. You just can't be. I'm not.
I would encourage, and I'm sure if he's not listening, people who know him are, I would encourage Commissioner Brown to call into the program. He voted against the resolution to condemn himself, by the way.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough.
Yep, he did. And we do not attack people who come into our house, minus the one person a couple of weeks ago when I had had enough. That I said something that I did apologize for, We do the best we can not to verbally attack people that come into the house, if you will. So if Commissioner Mike Brown would like to come on the program and defend himself, he is more than welcome at 576-7798. I'm just curious as to what the hell is going on.
Yeah, well, I think we have blinders on because a lot of us, I mean, we were talking about the Holocaust bit yesterday. A lot of us weren't taught history very completely. And when you lose sight of that stuff, it does tend to come around again, as has been noted before. But I mean, keep this in mind. None of this is new. This idea of doom and gloom if the wrong guy gets elected.
Yeah.
That wasn't just invented. As a matter of fact, here's a brief quote from an article, and I want you to tell me which candidate they were talking about. You know, it's one of those, if this guy is elected, this editorial predicted murder, robbery, rape, adultery, and incest will openly be taught and practiced. The air will be rent with the cries and distress, the soil soaked with blood, and the nation black with crimes. What candidate do you think that was written about?
Thomas Jefferson.
Bingo. Nicely done.
And it was written by supporters of John Adams.
Yeah. None of this stuff is new.
By the way, that was a lucky guess on my part. But you know, I knew what you were doing, and it's an age-old trick. I use trick in air quotes to point out, John Grayson, and you're absolutely right, that the divisiveness in our society and this idea that, my God, if this horrible human being gets elected, you better hide your wives and hide your children because everybody's getting raped up in here.
Yeah.
You know, and it does go back to the earliest times in our society. I believe that was in 1803, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
When John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who despised each other, and the argument was, if Thomas Jefferson is elected, bar the door, Kate. Everybody's getting raped up in here. And this
divisiveness.
Okay. What did I say?
Divisiveness.
Okay. I see how we're going to play.
Divisiveness.
Okay. I believe there are two proper pronunciations for that word.
One is British, one is American. And they're both not what you said.
576-7798. Steve and Olathe. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing well. Right. Thanks. Let's just try to ease out on the divisiveness, okay?
potato, potato, whatever. I just wanted to say, I think there, what that guy said outwardly, no different than Mayor Lucas's silence on all the riots from BLM. Which they do support. They say it's a form of reparations.
Well, if I may, Steve, can I challenge you on this a little bit? May I challenge you on this?
Sure.
I don't know what Quentin Lucas would have to condemn. I'm not familiar with any sort of violent protesting that's gone on in Kansas City.
I didn't say Kansas City.
Well, why would he weigh in on some other city's problem?
It's sure to come here.
Is it?
And they just put up, murals downtown.
Well, they've been putting up murals downtown for years.
Are murals violent?
Don't be stupid. No, we're not.
They are. Hang on just a second, Steve. We didn't insult you. I'd appreciate if you don't insult us. What's wrong with a mural downtown? They've been putting up murals for years downtown.
It's a mural dedicated to BLM.
Okay.
Which supports all the riots across the country.
Okay. And A, I disagree with you, but B, hey, go ahead.
And not only that, the other day you're kind of, generally you're getting accusatory or indignant about asking a lady if she's afraid the BLM riots are coming to her neighborhood, and they have been moving into the suburbs.
Can you name one?
I don't have that information on me, man. I'm driving.
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here without any information in front of me.
Okay.
I'm looking at the text line. I don't have any websites up. I'm not trying to beat you at your own game, but you just said that. Hang on, Steve. You just said that the violence is coming to the suburbs. I said, can you name one?
No, but there's been BLM protesters getting driven out of the suburbs.
I don't believe that's accurate.
Yeah, I tell you what. I sent you a text message supporting that, something you had an argument with me about. He never mentioned it on the air. I'll resend it. I'll send you the information on BLM going to the suburbs if you promise to put it out on the air.
I'm not going to promise to put it out on the air. If your source is Breitbart or InfoWars, there is no way I'm putting that on the air.
People who are in Black Lives Matter are allowed to go to the suburbs.
Yeah, now we're going to get into, like, when they went to St. Louis and they threatened the McCluskeys.
They didn't.
Yes, they did.
It was the McCluskeys. No, it was actually the McCluskeys who threatened them. That's why the McCluskeys have been criminally charged.
Yep.
Yeah. Have they been found guilty?
No, they have not.
Okay, hold on.
And when they are found guilty, and I think they will be, but when they are, or if they are, the mayor, Mike Parsons, has already said he's going to pardon them.
Okay, there's a news affiliate or a news station in St. Louis that put on the air that the mob that showed up at their house was armed.
They didn't show up at their house. They were walking by their house. And as a matter of fact, while they were walking by their house, they were chanting. In fact, the organizers who were chanting through the megaphones were chanting as those people were leveling guns at them. They were chanting, just keep walking. They were headed to the mayor's house. They had no truck with the McCluskeys until the McCluskeys came out with guns.
Okay, I think AT&T does not want you on the show. Steve,
here's the connection. Yeah.
Steve, here's what I'll do. I promise you this. The text line is the same number as the phone number, but with the 913, because with the phone number, you can do 816 or 913. We got to get to a break, by the way. If you will send me a link that shows that Black Lives Matter, and Grayson's right, they have every right to protest in the suburbs if they wanted to, but that if Black Lives Matter is headed to the suburbs, as long as your source is not some crazy lunatic source, I will be very happy to read it on the air. I promise you that. 576-7798.
Divisive. This beat, go!
Texter. Fair point. 0536. Very fair point. Let me read this. Come on, guys. Don't be so one-sided. Mayor Lucas just commented on the situation in Johnson County, which is not his problem. So don't say he shouldn't comment on other cities. Texter, let me tell you right now that you bring up a very good point, and you are absolutely right. I made the argument that the mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas, doesn't need, I'm not saying he shouldn't or couldn't, but doesn't need to comment on the situations going on in other cities like Portland, etc. But if I'm going to say that, and I'm going to be fair, then Mayor Lucas, who, full disclosure, is a friend of mine and I know well, needs to keep his mouth shut about what's going on in Johnson County. And you bring up a very good point, and you're right.
At the same time, there is a bit of a proviso to that, I think, though, because he does frequently work across not only the state lines but county lines and work with mayors of other municipalities in the metro.
Fair point. What got us started on all this, by the way, were comments by Johnson County Commissioner Mike Brown, which were, to say the least, inflammatory. telling people to start stocking up on guns and getting ammunition and preparing. Horribly irresponsible, horribly badly timed. And I encourage Mike Brown to call into the program and defend himself. I promise him and anyone who supports him, not a single voice will be raised. But I am curious as to what makes someone say something so incredibly irresponsible. Al in Swope Park. Hello, Al.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Good guess on Thomas Jefferson. I wouldn't have got that. I figured it wasn't current. But you said 1803. I think Jefferson won the election of 1800, and so in 1803 it wouldn't have been John Adams' supporters. Yep. Going after Jefferson,
and
I don't think.
And Al, I'm going to stop you just because we're up against the break. I want to thank you for the quick history lesson. I did go back and double-check my math, and my numbers were wrong, and you are absolutely right, my friend. It was the election of late 1800. And I was going off of when George Washington died, and I made a mistake. Because George Washington, of course, was not the president when he died in 1799. I was wrong. Right. I was wrong.
As was I.
But I was right about that Thomas Jefferson.
I'm so proud of you.
Well done again, Scott.
Well, you know, I try. Randy, Bob, and the others, hang tight. We'll get to all of you in just a moment. 576-7798.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and then stare at the fan.
Michael Mackey joins us right after the 4 o'clock news. Our thanks to John Grayson.
My pleasure.
For graciously sharing some of his extra time with us yesterday afternoon and this afternoon.
Having a ball.
No, you're such a liar. Randy in Independence. Hello, Randy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I have a statement, a couple of statements, and I have a question.
Okay.
First one is, love your show.
Thank you.
Or our show, or whoever shows it is.
I think it's yours, but thank you.
Second off, you're starting to lose me a little bit on some of the political stuff.
Wait. I want to be very clear. We're allowed to talk about current events and things that are going on. There are two names that you are not allowed to say on this show, Biden and Trump.
No, I know that.
We're trying to keep the politics out of it. But
I've listened enough to know that.
Okay.
Those are the two statements. The third is my question is, it was on the McCluskey issue. Didn't they live behind a gated community?
Yes.
So, depending on where you want to get your news from, whether the right or the left, how did they get behind the gates?
The gate's open.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a pedestrian gate that is always open at the end of that block.
Okay. Well, then, you know, unless there's no trespassing signs, you know, you have the right to protest. So that kind of eliminates my question on the other end.
Okay. All right. Cool. Randy, do appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you.
You guys have a good day.
All right, man. You be well.
You too.
Be
safe.
Bob in Overland Park. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, I just wanted to correct you on that. The gate was not open. They tore it down.
That's not true.
Yes, it was. They showed it in the video on TV that was tore down.
Have you been to the neighborhood?
I'm not going to argue with you. I'm an ex-police officer. I saw what happened. The gate was tore down. They had it on video, and they were trespassing. That's a private community. Even the street was private.
You're talking about this. Well, the street is private for driving on it.
Private. The street was private. And a private community.
Okay.
So I don't want to argue with you guys. Are wrong.
Okay.
You think that you can side with your stuff? There's people out here that know better, and you're trying to pull people's legs, and that's BS.
I have friends.
It was private property, and they have
it
the
wasn't.
Right. There's a castle law in Missouri. They have the right to protect their property. And if they're in danger, or feel they're in danger. So you need to learn your laws. You need to learn the fact that they were on private property trespassing. They don't have the right to sit there and protest on private property. So learn that.
But Bob, are you willing to at least entertain a point of view that you do not share.
Bob? You guys want to be one-sided. You don't even want to have anybody else put anything on. You said
Bob, we just let you talk uninterrupted.
Let me talk. I heard you before I even had to talk. I heard you what you said earlier to the other guy when you was trying. Your co-host there tried to say that they were wrong, that they were able to go down there and protest. They're not allowed to protest on private property.
Are you willing?
And they broke the gate down.
Are you willing to listen to an opinion you don't agree with?
Go ahead and tell my opinion. I listen to the other opinions. I read a lot of it on the social media and stuff.
Okay.
Well, that may be.
But you gotta sit there and get your facts straight.
Okay.
You sit there and say that they had the right to come on it. You don't have a right to come on private property.
Okay. All right, Bob.
You can protest out in public streets, but that was private street,
okay.
Private property.
Bob, are you willing to listen to an opinion you may not agree with? Yes or no?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
John?
Give your opinion.
Okay. And can you let John state his point without interruption, like we allowed you to state your opinion without interruption? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I said go ahead, yes.
Okay, go ahead, John.
All right. At the end of that street, there is a gate. The gate goes across the entire street. There's video from the protesters or from the people that were walking through the pedestrian gate that's on the side of the street where the sidewalk is. There's video of them walking through that gate with the gate across the street still intact while they were on the other side of the gate. So they didn't break the gate down to get onto the street. The street itself is a private drive, which means that I can't drive on it. It doesn't mean that you can't walk on it. And Mr. McCluskey said, quite wrongly, by the way, and he was taken to task on this by the legal community in St. Louis. He went on the air and said during an interview, if you're on that street, it's the same as being in my living room. And that is absolutely patently false. Those people were walking by on their way to the mayor's house. They were going to Lida Cruson's house. And I have good friends, longtime friends who have been friends of mine for 20 years plus, who live in that neighborhood and swear to me that that pedestrian gate at the end of that block is always open. It's never locked. That you have the same ability anybody else does to open that gate, walk through it, and walk down that street.
All right, John, you made your point. Bob, would you care to counter?
All I want to say is, where did they get the picture of the gate that was all tore up there at their entrance coming into the place?
Okay, John, would you care?
They,
okay, all right, Bob. Bob.
They had proof of that. They showed the picture. I'm just saying.
Well, who's? Wait, Bob. Wait, who's they?
The McCluskeys. They had the picture. They showed it on TV. Whoever was filming.
Well, but the McCluskeys have an agenda to push, and that is to preserve their freedom because they are criminally charged right now. So I would not use them as a reliable. You're right. I forgot. I didn't put a period at the end of that sentence. You're right. Bob, if you are a cop, God forbid, with all respect, and I mean that in the politest way, if you are a police officer, God help us. And it's not because, well, it is because you are as one-sided and as blinded to your own point of view. Whether you're right or wrong, I don't know. I don't know. But God, I pray to God I never get pulled over by you.
Well, he hung up, so that speaks volumes.
I understand.
And the thing is, Scott, I mean, I can't tell you how that gate got broken. There is every possibility that once some of the protesters were on the other side of the gate, others may have broken in through that gate on the street.
Here's the thing, John, and I want to try to be as fair as possible.
Sure.
I'm not saying that people walking by the McCluskey's house, and I think I'm pronouncing that properly, McCluskey's, I'm not saying that the people walking by that house were in the right, but I'm also not going to sit here and defend the McCluskeys for walking out with guns when people were not in their home. There is a castle doctrine in the state of Missouri. If somebody breaks into your home, you have every right to unload as many rounds as you want into their stupid, dumb body. Okay? They have broken into your home. You have every right. And I will not take that away from anyone. If somebody broke into my house, guess what? You're getting shot.
Of course. Yeah. Nobody would dispute
there's a,
that.
There's a reason I keep a gun in a safe right next to my bed. On the off chance, and I don't expect it to ever happen, that somebody in the middle of the night might break into my home.
Yeah.
If you broke into the McCloskey's home and you got shot, bye.
It's also worth noting, I think, as we've noted before, nobody on that street had their home broken into that day. Nobody. The McCloskeys are not the only ones who live on that street. There's a lot of people live on that street. Nobody else came outside. Nobody else pointed any weapons. Nobody was raped. Nobody was beaten. Nobody had their house broken into. None of that happened on any of the other houses.
That's not to say if protesters were walking down your street, John, you wouldn't say, okay, things are going south around here. This is not good. Because I guarantee you, if people were marching up and down my street in the middle of what we're going through in these United States, I'd be like, oh, man, my neighborhood, really? What's going on? And I might unlock the gun safe. But I wouldn't go walking around outside my house with my gun pointing it at other people. And I can't believe we're rehashing a story from 3 months ago. I don't even know how we got on this. But with respect, Bob, and I know you're no longer on the phone line, but I'm sure you're still listening. This is what happened in America, is we stopped listening to one another. We stopped. I mean, Bob came out of the gate ready for bear. And he was right, and you were wrong, John. And there was nothing you could say that was going to change his opinion. And maybe there was nothing he could say that was going to change yours, in fairness. But what I'm saying is, Bob came into this program completely averse to hearing anybody else's opinion but his own. And that is what has gone wrong in these United States over the last 3, 5, 10 years. I don't know when it started. Nobody wants to listen. They just want to talk. And that's a problem. That is a problem. And Bob, with respect, if you're a police officer in Overland Park, I hope you get a talking to from your supervisor tonight. Because I would not want someone like you, with respect, policing my street. Because all you hear is what you want to hear. And that's not what a police officer does. 576-7798. Is there a sports story we can talk about when we get back?
I'm sure we can find something.
Oh, I'm gonna.
It's Red Friday, baby.
I'm wearing red.
What do you got? San Diego this weekend, right?
Well, they're not San Diego anymore, but.
Well, yeah. Sure. Well, to me, they will always be the San Diego. Yes, the Los Angeles Chargers of San Jose or something. yeah. Either way, it's one of them left coast games.
San Jose's not even near Los Angeles, you moron.
And it's just south of Olympia, Washington.
One of the 9 football teams in California is going to be playing. We don't know which one.
The Oakland, Las Vegas, Los Angeles Raider things.
When we get back on KMZ. What have you done to this show, John Grayson?
Me again. I had nothing to do with it.
Friday afternoon. It's
I was
beautiful
hoping for
outside.
Fart jokes. I mean, you know.
Dude, we can do that for you.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my word.
Great song, by the way.
Yeah, nicely, Charles and Eddie, 1992.
Nicely done text line, yeah.
Actually, nobody wrote in on the text line for a song, so I came up with that one myself.
Oh, well, nicely done, Scott Parks.
Ooh, that was
pardon.
A little juicy there. Oh, excuse me. That's going to leave a mark right there.
That one sounded painful.
Had to force that one. Finally, somebody who is on topic, Charlie and Archie. Hello, Charlie.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
You know, kind of like a fart stuck between the underpants, if you know what I mean.
Ew. I didn't know what you meant. Don't worry, I'm going to be a lot more reasonable than the last guy. What is Mike's last name, the dude from Johnson County?
Mike Brown. Mike Brown is his name.
Mike Brown. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm a truck driver, and I've spent most of this year in and around Minneapolis. And spent a lot of time up there when you're not online, listening to NPR. And one of their programs, I believe it's called The World, they were talking one night with a guy who was a white supremacist who got out of that arena. And they were talking to him about what's going on in the world right now. And the thing that I took away from that that scared me or got my attention is that there are a lot of white supremacists out there that are looking for, hoping for, a race war. And they think that the end of this administration, the coming election, might be their last chance. That concerns me. I'm not part of it. I'm not weighing into the fight. It really concerned me. I'm 61 years old, and I've seen a lot. And I have never seen political divides as bad as they are now.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm 49, and I did not live through the 60s and the killing of Martin Luther King Jr., the civil rights movement, the killing of RFK, et cetera. I'm going to put you on hold because there's a lot of noise coming in, Charlie. I can honestly say in my 49 years on this planet, and I'm not trying to be inflammatory. I'm not trying to be exaggerating. I've never seen anything like it. The anger and the frustration, and by that I mean both sides. I'm not picking a side here.
I think the only thing that I can compare it to is, and it's on a much smaller scale because it was in the past, it's always been limited to one location.
Sure.
If something bad happened somewhere,
sure,
bad things followed.
Are you about to say something about Los Angeles in the early 90s?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the difference now is, because who knows why, you know, because of Black Lives Matter, because of social media, because of the ability to communicate, in real time across vast distances, the way that we haven't had it before,
yeah.
Those things have spread. And when something happens in Minneapolis, we take it personally here. When something happens here, they take it personally in San Antonio. There's a little bit more of that, across state lines and across city borders kind of thing going on.
But John, you know this as well as I do, because we're relatively the same age. When all hell broke loose in Los Angeles in the early 1990s, it was limited to Los Angeles.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. That it didn't go beyond L.A. borders, where now it does.
Hmm. But to your call, Charlie, and to your point, and again, you said you were in your early 60s, I believe. So I don't know if you recall the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Obviously, I don't because I wasn't around. But I wasn't around during most of the Vietnam War. I was alive for the last tale of it. But this is as divided as I can remember this country. And I'm concerned, obviously, heading into the election. And I don't, whomever wins. But comments like the ones made by Johnson County Commissioner Mike Brown don't help the situation. And quite frankly, since he didn't call in, and that's fine. Maybe he didn't know we were talking about him or whatever. But I will say this, and he's welcome to call in later if he wants. I'd be happy to take his call. But Commissioner Brown should be ashamed of himself. You're not helping the situation. You're making it worse. And all you're doing is scaring people. And you, my friend, should resign your office because you are a horrible, horrible human being to say something like that and to, in the position that you're in, to put people in fear of what is probably not going to happen. But you're telling people to go out and get their guns and get ammunition and prepare. You should be ashamed of yourself and you should resign your office. because you suck at being a politician. News is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.